Close to 500 people convened at the Anglican Cathedral for a service held in memory of Professor Chavunduka, who succumbed to cancer last Friday. MDC founding president, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, said his party had lost an advisor.
We were favored in the MDC when he joined us and provided wise counsel to us. We find him to be a generous reservoir of knowledge, experience and wisdom, which he shared effortlessly. At our last Congress, we appointed him the chair of the Guardian Council, essentially a council of elders. Its mandate is to provide guidance and counsel to the party and its leadership. He was generous and patient, using his strength of character and humility to great effect. While Chavunduka family has lost their father, we in the MDC share their grief as we have also lost a guiding light. Nevertheless, we are grateful for the work that he has done, with the continuous to live on even as he was departed from this world. He always advised us in the party of great virtues of transformational leadership, that an organization must be able to grow and renew, that it must have the capacity to have perpetual succession and outlive the individuals who constitute it by generating new leaders. Therefore, while we have lost a great champion, we should apply all these life learning lessons.
Bishop Chad Gandia of the Anglican Church described Professor Chavunduka as a committed member who worked for the development of his church and advanced the country's politics.
The world is poorer for this loss. He had much to give, and he was a kind of symbol of the life of the wider community. Each one of us in some way identifies with his work. I cannot do justice to the achievements of Professor Chavunduka. That he was a well-known academic cannot be doubted. His great contributions to the University of Zimbabwe through lecturing, leadership of the same institution as Vice Chancellor, research and publications in the field of sociology, from which many throughout the world have benefited.
A representative of the family, James Chavunduka, said the professor's passing was a great loss.
I should also mention that while we're mourning my father today, we're also mourning the loss of my dear uncle, Joe Kachingwe, who passed away on Saturday. So it looks like 2013 has started off as a double tragedy as well. So I want to say may both their souls rest in peace.
Some dignitaries who attended the service included Deputy Prime Ministers Thokozani Kupe and Arthur Mutambara, Finance Minister Tendai Biti, ICT's Minister Nelson Chamisa, Constitutional Affairs Minister Eric Matinenga, Women's University Vice-Chancellor Hopsadza, several members of the academia, among them Professor George Kahari, as well as members of the civil society, among others. Professor Chavunduka was born in Penalonga on 16 August 1931 and was one of the founding members of the MDC in 1999. After completing his ordinary level education, he studied agriculture in Chipinge and was later posted to the Msengezi Purchase area in Chegutu district, where he worked as an agricultural supervisor and met his wife Rachel. He later resigned and joined the University of Rhodesia and Nyasaland, now University of Zimbabwe, where he worked in the Department of Sociology. He studied sociology in California in the United States and Manchester in the United Kingdom. On completing his master's, Professor Chavunduka was appointed a lecturer of sociology at the University of Zimbabwe and later became a member of the Institute of Herbal Medicine of Southern Africa. Between 1992 and 1996, he was the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. He later became a commissioner with the Public Service Commission and also became the chairperson of the commercial sector affiliated to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. At the time of his death, he was the president of the Traditional Healers Association. On the political front, Professor Chavunduka joined politics in 1968 when he was elected president of the National People's Union in Rusape following the banning of ZAPU and ZANU in 1964 by the Ian Smith administration. He participated in several pre-independence meetings, including the Geneva Conference in 1976 and the talks by all nationalists in Lusaka, Zambia, facilitated by the frontline states, which culminated in the Unity Agreement in December 1974. He was arrested in 1977 in Marondera on charges of making subversive statements at a political rally. Professor Chavunduka is survived by his wife Rachel and five children. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.